Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Mem Aleph, Avodah Zarah 41a. Pagination is 81. We'll start on the second wide line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hamotze Shivrei Tzelamim. If a person finds broken statues, these are statues that could very well have been used for idol worship. There's such a type in such a culture, such a society, Hare Elu Mutarim. You're allowed to benefit from them because you found them broken. Rashi explains that the statue generally is not clear to us whether it was worshipped or not. And even if it was worshipped, if the worshipper was mevatalit, nullified it from worship, he found a different god, so he nullified this one, or whatever it is, but this service fell into disfavor, then it is no longer a idol. So when you find it broken, you can assume that it was broken intentionally as a means of nullifying it, of deciding that it's no longer the deity. And this is referred to as a sfek sfeka, even though it's not clear to us exactly what happened. Could be it broke by accident and not because it was being nullified, but because we're not sure to begin with if it was worshipped. And even if it was worshipped, it's broken now. Maybe it became broken because it was purposely broken. It was nullified. So that's a svek sveka, a doubt of a doubt. And you can go and be lenient. The Mishnah concludes, however, matza tavnis yad o tavnis regel. If you find the image of a hand or foot, hare elu asurim, even though that's only part of the picture, part of the statue as we would perceive it, it's only the foot, it's only the hand, because the idol worshippers worship such things. They're worshipping the hand, that energy, or however it worked, but that's such a thing. That doesn't mean that the rest of the body was shattered, and this is a shattered idol. It could very well be that this is the idol, and therefore, it's forbidden. So the principle, as Rashi tells us, is svek sveka. It's a doubt of a doubt. There is a different expression on Amud Beis when you don't have such a binyan, such a logical process to allow it. So we have an expression, ein safek motze mide vadai. If you know that it was an idol and you have doubt, maybe it was nullified. So the doubt of maybe it was nullified can't take away from the for sure status that it was an idol. And this is the concept of chazakus, that basically there's an established norm, and if you want to change it, we need to know why you're changing it. People who have an established chazaka to do a certain mitzvah or to have a certain right. So if you want to act upon it, you have to know by virtue of what are you changing the status quo. If a woman is a tahar woman, she's permitted to her husband right now, and you want to change that because you have doubts. She's getting cramping. So we have to know, based on what are you going to change her status? Likewise, if she's a nida and she wants to be able to be tahar, labaila, to be permitted to her husband, so she's looking to go to mikvah. So the process requires a hefsek taira, a special check, which is the definitive moment, the definitive act, where we're able to ascertain that the blood flow has stopped and she's entering her clean days. Again, always a concept of chazaka. There's a status quo. You're looking to change it. I need to know by virtue of what are you changing the status quo. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis, one line up, challenges this assumption in a slightly sophisticated case. We'll try to simplify it enough that we could stay focused. Says the Gemara, Ve'ein safek motzi midei vadai. Really? Doubt can't undo something that's for sure. V'hatanya, listen to this statement. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Ma'aseh b'shevchoso shel meitzik echad berimon. It occurred once with a person in this place. Shehitila nefel lebor. The woman placed the miscarriage, the dead child, into a pit. Ova kohen, and a certain person came, vihitzitz bo, and he looked into the pit, he put his head over the pit, and he looked in, leida, to know, to do her a favor, and ascertain im zachar im nekeva, whether it was a male or a female that was the birth that died. The relevance of male or female is because the days that are required in order to become tahar, to become pure again after a birth, is going to be different if it's a boy or a girl. So this person put his head over the pit and wanted to try to check for her, if he would be able to see, what was it that she had discarded. Now, this is a maidservant. It's a little confusing of a case, just on grounds of morals and everything. But that's what she did. This is what happened. The question that's being presented is that the person who stuck his head above the pit didn't see anything. And he wasn't able to, it was too dark, whatever. He wasn't able to find out anything. He doesn't know for a fact whether the child was still there in the pit, wasn't, he doesn't know anything. And he wants to know if he himself became tamei because he's above a corpse. Uvo ma'isa lifnei chachamim, and the case came in front of the sages. And again, they didn't comment on all the other things, or at least it's not recorded here. But the question that was presented to them is this man tahar or tamei? V'tiharuhu, and they said that he's tahar. Mepnei shechulda ubardelas mitzuyim sham, because there are animals over there, a weasel, that normally would take such a body away. I apologize if it's a little uncomfortable, but again, we can focus on the case that was being presented that they had to answer. And they're answering that we do not assume that the dead body is still there in the pit. We assume that the animals that run freely over there probably grabbed it and it's no longer there, and that's why he couldn't see anything. Asks the Gemara, which was the reason that we raised this topic, v'hahacha, such a case, devadai hitila nefel, she definitely put the child into this pit. The miscarriage, the child, it definitely went into this pit. Safek goreruhu, safek lo goreruhu. It's doubtful to us if it was taken away by the animals. It's doubtful maybe it wasn't taken away by the animals. V'ka'asi safik, and your doubt of maybe the animals took it away, u'motzi midei vadai, is undoing something that's considered factual, that the body was thrown into this pit. So you have a case where looking at the pit in its status, it certainly had a body. You're not sure if it lost the body, and you're assuming that it did lose the body. How can your doubt undo a status quo? Says the Gemara, there are two approaches to make this understandable. One approach is, Lo tema hitilan nefel lebar. Don't say that she had a miscarriage, a child that died, that definitely went into the pit. Ela ema, rather what you should say, is hitila kemin nefel lebar. She gave birth to something that appeared to be a miscarriage, appeared to be a non-viable child. And therefore, even the fact that it's considered a human body was in doubt. V'haleida zacharim im zacharim nekevahu ktani. The statement said that he looked to see if it's a male or female. So it seems to be a done deal that it was a child. Hachikama, the Gemara says, no, you have to appreciate what happened here. Leida im ruach hipila, im nefel hitila. First, he was looking to verify whether it was just something or it was the status of a child. V'imtim tzeloma nefel hitila, and furthermore, he would look to verify if he did find it to be a child, leida im zachir im nekeva, to verify whether it was a male or female. So that's one approach, that we're weakening the position of confidence by saying, we're not sure that it was a human body to begin with. V'ibayaseima, or if you want, we could approach it from the other angle. There definitely was a human body in this pit, but instead of phrasing it as maybe an animal took it away, the wording should be Kevan Shechodo Bardalas Mitsuyim Sham Vadai Garuruhu, since the weasel is found over there, they certainly removed it. And this is classic, that when you have what seems to be a contradiction, you can explore if it's possible to either weaken your starting assumption, or you could strengthen your response. And over here also, we're not sure that it really was a human body that was in the pit. And the other approach would be, if it was, but because of the prevalence of these animals, it's for sure not there anymore. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.